This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your remote team stopped listening to you. The real reason your remote team stopped listening to you. What happened? Companies managing remote workers in 2025 are scrambling to find HR strategies that actually hold teams together across distance and time zones. The conversation around remote management has shifted from how do we survive this to how do we get genuinely good at it. Organisations that cracked the code share one thing in common. They stopped treating remote management as a logistics problem and started treating it as a communication problem. The communication angle. Picture this. A manager sends a remote team a 400-word email every Monday morning. Meeting agendas. Project updates. Deadline reminders. She works hard on it. She thinks she is keeping people informed. 6 months later, she finds out her team stopped reading it after week three. They skimmed for their names and moved on. This is the remote management failure nobody talks about. It is not about the tools you use or the frequency of your check-ins. It is about whether your communication gives people a reason to pay attention. That Monday email failed because it was written for the manager, not the reader. It said here is everything happening which it have said here is what this means for you specifically. Remote communication lives or dies on specificity and stakes. When you speak to everyone, you reach no one. The managers getting real results in 2025 have learned to personalize their communication at scale. That sounds contradictory, but it is not. It means structuring your update so each person can instantly locate their piece of the picture. It means leading with why this matters before you ever get to what is happening. It means replacing vague encouragement like great job this quarter with direct, named recognition. Sarah, the way you handled that client escalation on Thursday saved the account. The other piece that separates good remote managers from struggling ones is the discipline to replace assumption with confirmation. In an office, you can read the room. You catch the eye roll, the sunk shoulders, the colleague who goes quiet. Remote strips all of that away. So the managers who are winning are asking direct, specific questions instead of open-ended ones. Not does anyone have concerns. But Marcus, what is the one thing about this timeline that worries you most? The second question gets an answer. The first gets silence. Remote management done right is not about more communication. It is about more precise communication. Every word you put in front of a remote employee is competing with their kitchen, their kids, their inbox, and their own anxiety about whether they are visible enough to matter. You do not win that competition with volume. You win it by being the clearest voice in the room, even when there is no room. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience-first communication gives you a framework for restructuring any message, whether it is an email, a meeting, or a difficult conversation, so the other person's needs drive the structure, not yours. Most people write and speak from their own perspective. The ones who actually get heard do the opposite. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write one sentence for each person on the call that completes this phrase. I need name to leave this meeting knowing, then build your talking points around those sentences. You will cut your meeting time in half and double the retention rate. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.